Well, hello there, gamers, and welcome to another flamboyant show of the Daily Days Too Many Games podcast. That weekly update that talks everything retro and tech. I am Mr. Picario, delivering this time something a little different. Instead of a game, topic, or trend to cover, I'm going to discuss my favorite YouTube gaming personalities. You know, those helpful, usually well-meaning, sometimes entertaining souls who cover the often retro gaming landscape, from episodic fare like the Angry Video Game Nerd to a more podcasty style like Pat the NES Punk to something more documentarian yet somewhat improvisational in design like Classic Game Room. This list is by no means comprehensive, just a window into whom I follow on a regular basis. So, let's start with AVGN, or otherwise known as the Angry Video Game Nerd. What's nice about AVGN is its episodic cinematic format. You see, show creator and star James Rolfe essentially treats each installment like a short film, and over the years, he's really honed his craft. Indeed, Mr. Rolfe was one of the early YouTube pioneers, creating the foul-mouthed, originally Nintendo nerd character to rant about terribly designed old games. And I do mean foul. His shtick involves creatively using the F-bomb and other foul lingo to best illustrate how much he hates certain titles. This means the show is somewhat hard to recommend to everybody, but for those who have ears of steel, they'll find a fun retro blast from the past that's even sometimes educational. His partner, Mike Matei, is also talented and sometimes streams and produces his own content. Alright, let's go next to the immortal John Hancock, who is a more recent discovery of mine. This humble guy shoots roughly 3 videos a week discussing gaming trends, his thoughts on things, and more commonly, the enormous gaming collection that he's amassed over the years. Indeed, what began primarily as an Atari 2600 hoard has now extended to cover essentially every system known to man. And with fans constantly donating new stuff to his stash, it's only getting bigger. He's even had to build an extension to his home to hold it all. Anyway, there's nothing incredibly elegant or clever about his productions, but some of his stuff is so precious, so rare, so exotic, he's worth watching just to see which treasure he'll unveil next. So third on my list is Pat the NES Punk. Not surprisingly, Mr. Pat Contry here has a fantastic NES collection, lacking, I think, only the rarest and most prized Nintendo game of all, and that would be Stadium Events, which Pat himself refuses to buy simply out of principle. Nowadays, that title goes for thousands and thousands of dollars. Nonetheless, he's a guru in the collector's world, sharing a podcast/show with fellow master Ian Ferguson, and together they discuss games, movies, and various other usually geeky things. He also has a second podcast, The Not So Common with Pat Contry, in which he interviews other YouTube gaming celebs, some of which I'm naming here. And full disclosure, he's currently writing a huge Super Nintendo guidebook to every game that ever graced the system, of which I am a contributing writer. And if you think that's interesting, he's already written one for the original Nintendo Entertainment System, which is called Ultimate Nintendo Guide to the NES Library. Feel free to Google it if you're curious. So perhaps my favorite show of all is the very classic game-centric GameSack, the bi-weekly endeavor that sees two very average Joes, one is even named Joe, covering titles both obscure and legendary from 30 years back and onward. The two hosts, Joe Redifer and Dave White, are self-proclaimed Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo fanboys, respectively, and they churn out roughly half-hour productions that often shine the light on titles that were overlooked here or overseas. So yes, they like their import stuff too. Now, neither guy is going to win awards for their hosting skills or on-screen delivery, but that's also part of their charm. Again, these are just simple guys who love games, and anyway, their editing of the footage and the whole production itself really is top-notch, and I heartily recommend GameSack to whoever wants to learn more about the medium's storied history. And finally, I'd be remiss to at least not mention three YouTube mainstays I've just recently adopted. One is Lazy Game Reviews by Clint Basinger, if I'm saying that right. Sorry, Clint, if I'm not. Who showcases and discusses all sorts of old computer and gaming tech. Then there's also Techmoan by Matt of Techmoan. He doesn't actually give out his last name. But this show specializes in gadgetry of all kinds, and it's a lot of fun. And lastly, there's the 8-bit guy's David Murray, who is something of a genius with tech and computers, and he freely shares this knowledge with us mortals. All three of these fellas remind me of the golden years of Tech TV, a short lived cable network that ran shows not unlike what these guys do here on a regular basis. And off the top of my head, I believe I should also mention Stop Skeletons from Fighting, a show headed by a Mr. Derek Alexander, who also does a professional job covering gaming topics from the past up to the present. One of his most famous videos is also one of the most recent. He just detailed the whole Red Ring of Death fiasco that Microsoft may or may not have tried to cover up back in the day. So yeah, check that one out if you can. And that's that. Many more exist, of course, from Metal Jesus Rocks to This Does Not Compute to the aforementioned Classic Game Room, but my top favorites are indeed those I described in more detail. So thanks for listening, everyone, and I will be back next week for more retro fun. This is Mr. Picario signing off for now.